Design is really just a tool for problem solving. The actual job of a designer is to solve a problem, and you have to talk to the client to understand what the problem is. And that shift in perspective really boosted my confidence and played a big part of where I am today as a designer.
Welcome to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast. I'm Luis Kangede, and today I'm joined by Chris, lead product designer at Ovenia. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
To start the show, give me a brief definition of product design.
It's architecture, but for the virtual world. Because really, product designers, we research and design the look and feel of a space, the purpose of a space, how basically the user will move from one space to the other to accomplish their goals, just like an architect. The main difference is that our products essentially live in the virtual world. The definition is also inspired by what I wanted to be as a kid. I wanted to be an architect. So I tell people that I am an architect, it's just virtual now.
And I'm curious to know, what's the biggest product design mistake you've ever made, and what did you learn?
It's assuming that I understand the problem and how to fix it than going in my corner to design and prototype. What I've learned is that no matter how many conversations I've had to scope the problem and the solution, there should always be regular check-ins with stakeholders throughout the entire design process to make sure that priorities haven't changed, that goals are still aligned, and that actually the available technology can still support the solution that's being designed. And by the way, this doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes anymore. It only means that check-ins have helped me reduce the number of mistakes that I make.
Thanks for sharing that. And what's the one piece of common wisdom you disagree with, and why?
I'm not sure how popular this is, but it's that you have to eat, breathe, and dream about design in order to be a good designer. I did do that at the start of my design career because I heard that's what you're supposed to do. But then I soon realized that it meant that I wasn't disconnecting from work. Because actually, as a product designer, design is my job. And at the end of the day, it's important to disconnect from work. When I was doing that, consuming too much design content, it actually made me less productive. And because of the design information overload, I became creatively anxious. So now, when I leave work, I also leave design at the office. But this doesn't mean that I don't do any personal development activities. It just means that I don't do them when I'm supposed to be resting from work, or I don't use all of my free time to keep getting into more design content. And sometimes I'll make time to talk about design on a podcast like this. Before, I used to do side gigs, but now I really think about, okay, how much of my brain is this going to require? How much is it going to get me thinking about design? And that's really a factor in what any design-related activities that I do after work.
What's the best product design advice you've ever received, and why?
Just for some context, my product design journey began in a UX design bootcamp. And there were a lot of folks in my cohort who were really good visual designers, unlike me. I consider myself an average visual designer. So being surrounded by people who were really good visual designers made me feel like I wasn't skilled enough to make it in the industry. Then someone made me realize that design is really just a tool for problem solving. The actual job of a designer is to solve a problem. And you have to talk to the client to understand what the problem is and brainstorm together how to fix it. And design is a tool to do that. And me being a person who had 10 plus years of problem solving experience in different industries and in different capacities, that shift in perspective really boosted my confidence and played a big part of where I am today as a designer. Because I was like, I've been doing problem solving. Now I'm just learning to do it with a new tool. And this also affected how I present myself, because when I present myself like for jobs or any conversations about design, I essentially present myself as a problem solver, but who's currently using design to solve problems.
What's working best in your product design process right now?
Honestly, it's my team. And here, I'm not just talking about the design team. I'm also talking about the product managers, the business systems analyst, the development team. Everybody that I work with now is very smart and excellent at what they do. And there is a great sense of teamwork with a lot of feedback and conversations about how we can become better at what we do and how we can actually improve each of our processes. At the end of the day, a process is just a process. What really makes the difference is the people who implement it and make sure that it's continually improved.
And what's the one thing every product designer should learn?
It's quite simple. They should learn or understand how a business is run. because this really covers everything. It covers marketing, it covers stakeholder relations, it covers strategy, it covers planning, it covers communication, and it covers how to make decisions that benefit the client and the business. This last part isn't always straightforward because as a UX designer, you always thought to think about the user. But when you get into the real world, you understand that there's also business needs. So you have to learn how to juggle both. You know what? I might be biased because I have a business running background before I came into UX. And I feel like it has helped a lot. And it really makes a difference when I'm having conversations with other designers. But also, like, my original educational background was in economics. So there's that part too. But in terms of where you would go to get that business acumen now, I really don't know. Even if you're just going to stay within the company, get close to the product managers, basically the people who are deciding the product strategy. They can help you, at least within the context of the business that you're in, to understand why certain decisions are made and how they're made.
On to the last question. What's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
I learned that I enjoy managing a team. When I became a design lead about 2 years ago, it just happened. I wasn't looking for it, but then I had to adapt. Adapting meant that there was less actual design work. But on the plus side, I became more involved in product strategy and I got exposed to a higher level of problem solving. And honestly, I loved it. Plus, I really love that I now get to participate in all the design projects, even though most of the time it's just as an advisor, as opposed to when I was just working as a designer and I was just focused on the work that I'm assigned. So realizing different opportunities and different things that I get to do, it's made me shift my career goals a little bit more towards management.
Thank you, Chris, for joining us today and sharing all those insights with our audience.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening and see you next time.